Season 2, episode 405 in total. Hello, this is Peter Stewart with Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. We're talking about how you can use pauses and silence when helping to communicate your message. And today, pauses as the fulcrum in a story's seesaw. Now, we've spoken before about two parts of a story. Essentially, while this is happening over there, that is happening over here. A pause can help explain the balance of those two parts of the story. Again, it goes hand in hand with intonation. We've touched on this before in our series of episodes on intonation and tone as well. Let's give you a couple of examples and notice the pause within the story to help signify that one thing is happening over here, but something else is happening over there. Or this person says that, but this person says something else. And in fact, even then, naturally, I put a pause in to balance those two parts of that sentence as I was explaining it to you, didn't I? But let's hear that pause in the wild with two examples. There we go. The mayor said that it was the fault of the police. The police are claiming it was a council error. Jones is alleged to have killed the three men. He denies all the charges. So you can see the pause there as the fulcrum on the seesaw of two parts of that story. You've got the mayor said it was the fault of the police on one end of the seesaw and the police claiming it was a council error on the other side of the seesaw. And in the middle, the pause. Tomorrow, creating silence in which the listener can answer your question. Another great example of the use of the pause as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.